When you talk about pressure in sports, it doesn't get much harder than being a rookie quarterback.
It's hard out there for a rook. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray is one of the more dynamic young players in the NFL right now. And he came into the league with a lot of hype, but also a lot of doubters.
Kyler overrated or underrated?
Too much hype, Skip. You know it is. I know it is. It's too much. Way, way, way too much. Skip, he's a small man. I wish I can get around that. I just can't.
Today, we're going to talk with The Athletic's Lindsay Jones about Kyler Murray's rookie season, what grade he's earned so far, and why she thinks Murray is the greatest Texas high school football player ever. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. It's Thursday, December 19th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So Lindsay, Kyler Murray's career has, you know, in many ways been about proving his doubters wrong at just about every stage of his career. Why have there been so many skeptics?
The easiest thing to point to is his size, because look, he does not look like most NFL quarterbacks.
He's entirely too small to be behind. I'm talking about to spend the number one overall pick. No, I wouldn't do it.
Look,
he is 5'10" on a good day. If he has his tallest cleats on, he's, you know, maybe 200 pounds if he's wearing all of his gear and had a really big breakfast that day. And that's just not what NFL quarterbacks look like. And he's always been small. When he showed up to his first high school practice at Allen High School in Texas as a sophomore, you know, he maybe weighed 150 pounds. So that's really been the biggest thing, because once you look past his size, the athletic skills that he has are undeniable.
Is it just about size? I mean, what other knocks have there been against the guy?
Size was the biggest thing. I mean, if he was 6'1" or 6'2", we wouldn't be talking about any of the other things probably on this list. But the other things that people wanted to criticize him about or doubt him about coming into the NFL were, one, that he was coming from an air raid offense.
25-yard line. Murray off play action. Going deep for Hollywood. Got it!
I don't see why everybody thinks it, you know, it can't be successful. It's just like any other offense, it's an offense. You know, we work at it, we practice it, and it's our job to execute it. If we don't, then it won't be successful. But if we do,
this is the type of offense that doesn't typically translate into the NFL historically. You know, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks who kind of came out of these spread systems where they didn't operate under center, they didn't run a traditional huddle, any of these sorts of things, not translating right away into the NFL or at all. And I think one of the other things that if we go back just a year ago, right after Kyler Murray won the Heisman Trophy, he was still committed to play Major League Baseball. He had signed his contract with the Oakland A's, and he said that he was going to be a baseball player and he was not going to be in the NFL draft.
Do you think that you could play in the NFL as well, the way this season has gone?
I feel like I could play in the NFL, but as far as, you know, giving it up, as of now, yeah, that's the plan.
To play baseball and give up football completely.
Yeah.
There were still some concerns or questions about his long-term commitment to football and if he, you know, if things didn't go well with him in the NFL, that he might bail and try to go back to baseball. So those were probably the biggest things that people knocked him about a year ago. But I just cannot emphasize enough how much of it, all of the critiques have been about his size.
And Lindsay, you recently went down the rabbit hole and made the case that Kyler Murray is actually the best Texas high school football player in history. Make the case.
Part of his story is the type of high school player that he was, and that he played high school football in Texas and on the biggest stages in Texas.
This program here at Allen, it is like a Division I football program. It doesn't get any better than this. Our attendance will outdo several major universities that play Division I football.
If you don't know Texas high school football, you know, and you maybe only know the Friday Night Lights version of Texas high school football, Allen is all of that on steroids. Allen High School has almost 7,000 students. They have a 20,000-person stadium that they built for their football team. This is the biggest big-time high school football in the state of Texas. Kyler Murray transferred into Allen as a sophomore. He showed up kind of right before the season started, and nobody at that point really knew who he was. What they did know about was his father, Kevin Murray, who was one of the best quarterbacks in the history of Texas A&M.
College Station, Texas, some 70,000 fans on hand, and we're expecting a wild one. The Baylor Bears and the Texas Aggies, Southwest Conference football action.
Hey, Murray again fires. It is good. Touchdown to Bernstein.
But nobody quite knew, you know, who Kyler Murray was at this point. I mean, he was, you know, 14 years old, just turning 15 when he showed up. His teammates started seeing the way that he threw, the way that he ran, and realized, yeah, this guy is special. Yeah, he may be small. He might only be, you know, 5'9", 150 pounds, but, you know, he's got a legit college football quality arm. You know, by a couple weeks into the season, he had become the starting quarterback. They ended up actually losing the first game that he played when he came in, and they did not lose again while Kyler Murray was on the field. They went 42-0, won three consecutive state championships at the biggest classification in Texas high school football. They won those state championships, played at AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play, in front of 50,000 fans.
And it's complete. The three-peat is complete for the Allen Eagles.
If you're a Texas high school football fan and have not heard of Kyler Murray, I'm sorry, but you're not a Texas high school football fan.
And he was the MVP of all three of those state championship games. So, you know, that's how you make the case. Is that he had, you know, more than 10,000 passing yards, 117 passing touchdowns, 69 rushing touchdowns, and the three state championships and the biggest classification. There are other players that are in this discussion, you know, Earl Campbell, Cedric Benson, you know, you could maybe talk about Drew Brees or Matthew Stafford, some guys, you know, names that NFL fans know really well now, but the amount of winning that Kyler Murray did, the stage that he did it on, that's really the case that you can make.
So he put up all these incredible numbers in high school and, you know, as you just said, arguably the best player in the history of the state. What was the buzz around him in terms of his college and pro potential at that time?
He was a five-star recruit, one of the top quarterback recruits in the country. ESPN rated him as the number one dual threat quarterback. He committed to Texas A&M, which, you know, they were kind of just coming off of the Johnny Manziel era. So there were some very, very big expectations for him as a college football player because, you know, we've seen lots of college football players who look like him, who are 5'10", you know, or under 200 pounds, excel in college football, especially when, you know, he was running this air raid, you know, really spread style offense in high school there at Allen. And you could see exactly how his skills, how he would perform in college and that sort of offense. When he was in high school, though, nobody was talking about him as an NFL player. I went back and I watched probably half a dozen at least of his high school football games, every single one that I could find that was available on YouTube. Luckily, there were a bunch. And I don't think I heard a single time anyone make a reference to what this kid could be like as an NFL player. Because, you know, frankly, 5 years ago when he was coming out of high school, there were very few NFL quarterbacks that looked like him. So it wasn't that people didn't believe that he was a good athlete and could be a great football player. It was that there wasn't a lot of belief that the NFL would see it and the NFL would find a spot for a guy who might never become 6 feet tall.
And a lot of people might not remember this, but his college career didn't get off to the smoothest start.
it was kind of rocky. I mean, it wasn't this straight line to college football stardom that, you know, I think a lot of people anticipated that he would have. I mean, he only ended up playing one season at Texas A&M.
Huge news today. The Sooners get a present on Christmas Eve. That's right. Kyler Murray is transferring from Texas A&M to Oklahoma. The school announced that this afternoon.
He thought that in 2017, that would be his year to take over at Oklahoma, but Baker Mayfield came back. So he served a whole season as Baker Mayfield's backup quarterback. And then in 2018, I think we all remember the monster season that he had. You know, he threw for over 4,000 yards. He had 40 touchdowns.
The 2018 Heisman Trophy is awarded to Kyler Murray of Oklahoma University.
Even heading into the Heisman Trophy ceremony in 2018, you know, this was still a guy who was going to play Major League Baseball. He was the number 9 overall pick in the 2018 Major League Baseball draft. You know, he seemed to be committed to baseball, but, you know, he was starting to get serious attention from the NFL and respect for the skills that he had as a football player. And there's been enough progress where you can see that guys are coming out of an air raid system that they could see succeed in the NFL. And he decided that he was going to switch.
Well, new tonight, there you see it with 7 words. Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray ended the guessing game. He is going into the NFL draft. It seems simple, college football's best player going pro, but he's also a baseball player.
And he was going to make his career in the NFL instead of in Major League Baseball.
Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, and that place is ZipRecruiter. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be when she started the search for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference, and you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. By using ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best ones. Then she found the right one in less than 2 weeks. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lead. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LEAD. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
And the Arizona Cardinals had done some significant rearranging just before they drafted Kyler Murray, including bringing in new head coach Cliff Kingsbury. What was the thinking with the way they were constructing their team at that time?
Yeah, so the Arizona Cardinals, when they hired Cliff Kingsbury to be their new head coach, this was one of the most surprising, shocking moves of the last NFL offseason.
This dude Kingsbury that just got hired by the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, my goodness. You know, John, JC, did I miss something? He got an offensive coordinator's job at USC, and before he had a chance to take a leak, this brother's got a head coaching job in the National Football League. He didn't even have an opportunity to go to Roscoe's for chicken and waffles.
Cliff Kingsbury had this reputation in college football of being, you know, a very creative offensive mastermind, really good at offense and designing plays, and, you know, one of the best air raid coaches available. He wasn't necessarily a successful college football head coach. He had less than a 500 record as a head coach. The trend in the NFL was hire the best offensive minds that you could get. The year before, they had drafted Josh Rosen with the number 10 pick, and that's a really significant investment to make in a quarterback. But once Cliff Kingsbury came in, it was pretty clear that Josh Rosen was going to be on his way out, Kyler Murray was going to be on his way in, and that the Cardinals were going to build everything around Kyler Murray starting in 2019 and moving forward.
And how would you grade Kyler Murray's rookie season?
Incomplete at this point is probably the easiest way to say it. But, you know, it hasn't been perfect. But I think there have been a ton of positive signs. Look, they've only won 4 games, so only slightly better in the win department than they were a year ago when they ended up with the number one overall pick. But, you know, a lot of the reasons that they've lost games haven't been because of Kyler Murray's performance. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons that they only won 3 games last year. And, you know, top to bottom, the roster wasn't very good. They have a lot of defensive issues going on. This was a major overhaul that they're going through. But when it comes to Kyler Murray, I think one of the most important thing isn't necessarily his stats. It's not about how many yards he's throwing for every game or how many, you know, rushing touchdowns he has. It's about how is this air raid offense that Cliff Kingsbury has brought to the NFL, how is it working? Is it working week to week? Are we seeing progress? Are we seeing development out of Kyler Murray? And if that's how you're grading it, then you have to consider his rookie year a success.
Murray has time to the back of the end zone for Arnold, a leaping attempt. Did he get it? He did. Touchdown, Cardinals.
I think what he's shown is that he can play in the NFL. He can succeed in the NFL. And I think in Arizona, they're confident that they have their guy in Kyler Murray. And that's probably the best thing that you can say about him right now, about his rookie year, is that it has worked and that they believe they have found their franchise quarterback.
And you talked earlier about his impressive running abilities. How well has that part of his game transferred to the pros?
Very well.
Kyler Murray stepping up, and now he'll run it for a first down and more. Murray all the way down to the 15-yard line.
There are designed runs for him, but they're very well designed with, you know, multiple tight ends serving as blockers or 2 running back sets to set up kind of really these really creative running lanes for him. But, you know, he is faster than everybody else. And that's what's been really fun to watch is that, you know, and what I discovered when I went back and was watching these YouTube, you know, these games on YouTube from 2012 when he was playing in high school, that, you know, the way that he was outrunning and just racing past all of these high school kids from Texas in 2012 and 2013, sometimes he's doing the exact same thing now against NFL defenses. You know, we're still seeing that explosion and his dynamic running ability. But what's so important, I think what we can't forget anytime you talk about Kyler Murray is that, well, yes, he is really fast. He's so dynamic and he's so dangerous and valuable as a runner. What really makes him special and what's going to turn him into a franchise quarterback and hopefully make him last a long time in the NFL is that he's a really gifted passer. He's extremely accurate.
Second down and 8 for Murray. He's going to loft it to Johnson. What a throw. And did he have
He has arm talent that you would not expect to have from somebody who is of his stature. That's going to be the really, really impressive part of his game that some other, you know, quote unquote, running quarterbacks who have flamed out in the NFL did not have.
And we talked about Lamar Jackson on our show last week and how his incredible running skills are changing the way that some teams see the quarterback position. You know, Russell Wilson is another person who's talked about with a similar style. Is this becoming a movement in the NFL?
I don't think you can put Kyler Murray into the same conversation yet as Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, and certainly not as Patrick Mahomes, who has already won an MVP award before he turned 25. But you can see that the NFL is, on a large scale, more willing to embrace quarterbacks who don't necessarily play in a pro-style system, who don't come into the NFL knowing how to play under center or rip off 20-word play titles and all of these sorts of things. So I think that's really encouraging that the NFL is finally embracing some diversity in what quarterbacks physically look like, but also in the way that they play.
You know, it seems like the one thing that's new in all of this for Kyler Murray is that he's been losing this year, and that's not something he's ever really had to do. What has he said about his new reality?
You could tell, especially when the Cardinals were on a pretty lengthy losing streak from kind of like late October all through the month of November, that this was weighing on him.
You know, you get beat like that, and obviously nobody in this building or part of this team, you know, wants to feel like that. Because it's, you know, it's not a good feeling. So, and I know we're better than that. And we got another opportunity next Sunday.
And, you know, the Athletic's Scott Bordeaux, our beat writer in Arizona, you know, in the middle of November, he kind of really perfectly described a scene where, you know, Kyler Murray was just so dejected sitting at his locker. And, you know, this has been really, really difficult for him. And in the reporting of the story, you know, I talked to a bunch of his high school teammates and his high school coaches kind of about that. And, you know, I think it has been really difficult for him because this is a kid who never learned how to lose. I think it was really encouraging to watch the way that he played in week 15 against the Cleveland Browns, where he had one of his better games of the season. And you could just see how happy he was and just relieved. And I was like, that's the kid that I saw on those YouTube videos where, you know, it was kind of fun again. And I think maybe just remembering of the things that he loves about football and that it is working.
And I know the season isn't completely over yet. There's still a couple games left. But what letter grade, in your opinion, Lindsay, does Kyler Murray currently have?
Sure. I mean, I think I'll give him a B, although I think I'm going to be an easy grader here because, you know, the Cardinals were a really bad team. I think he came into a really difficult situation. I think the expectations were pretty high for him, given the challenges that he was going to have and that entire organization was going to have. But I think he's done pretty well, and I think it's been successful. You know, he's not going to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year award. The Cardinals aren't going to make the playoffs. They're still as far away from the best teams in the NFC West as they were a year ago. But we've seen that he can play and that the Arizona Cardinals aren't going to have a question about who their quarterback is for the indefinite future because of the things that we've seen out of Kyler Murray in his rookie year.
Well, Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
You can read Lindsay Jones's story about Kyler Murray's incredible high school career at theathletic.com.
Here's some other stories we're following at The Lead. The Jacksonville Jaguars have fired Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tom Coughlin just 2 days after a scathing report from the NFL Players Association warned players to think carefully about signing with the team. The union noted in its report that more than 25% of all grievances filed by players in the league were filed against the Jaguars, which may have prompted Coughlin's firing.
The Oklahoma Sooners' path to a national title, which was already pretty challenging, just got a lot tougher. The team's best pass rusher, Ronnie Perkins, and two other players were suspended for the December 28th Peach Bowl game against top-ranked LSU for failing drug tests.
And some sad news to report. Herman Boone, the iconic coach who was portrayed by Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans, has died at 84. Boone became the T.C. Williams High School football coach in 1971, the first year the school was integrated. Despite racial tensions, Coach Boone led the team to an undefeated record and state championship that season. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends to subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and every major listening app. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. See you on Friday.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know. If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.